What's up, guys? Welcome to another exciting episode of The Goons, coming at you in HD. My name's Max.
In high def is Yoko.
I'm in mono vision, so I'm
named. He's like, I'm in mono vision. I'm still on analog.
Still running the A-tracks.
I just found out what that was, too.
Really?
Well, you told me what it was.
An A-track?
Yeah, you know what an A-track
my
was?
My family always had
vinyls?
VHSs.
Oh. No, A-track's for music. Beta's for
movies. A-track is those big weird cassettes before cassette tapes.
Yeah, beta.
They look cool though. They look cool, like especially how the logo was on it.
The farthest back was cassettes for me.
What about remember in the library before computers? Those little drawers you open and
oh, the index cards?
Yeah, the index cards to find the
search cards?
Oh, I remember the index
cards. I always remember misplacing them to be a dig.
Where the fuck is this book?
Not here today. Not here ever.
It was like Scholastic Book Fair. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Did anybody ever try to buy Sea Monkeys off that?
Sea Monkeys?
Yeah, because I remember.
I think I tried.
It was like the I've owned Sea Monkeys before.
Yeah, I remember it was like a book fair, like, and they'd bring like it'd be I like toys and shit toilet. In it too, right? Like I don't know. I just remember like
buying. They'd have cool shit, fair. Yeah, like extra stuff.
Yeah.
I went to my sister's book fair today.
How was it?
There was only two Pokemon books. And I was fucking pissed.
You're mad about that?
That's why this generation sucks.
Pokemon sucks anyways.
They had some good posters, though.
What?
They had, like, an Adventure Time. They had a regular
Adventure
show poster.
Time sucks.
Thank you.
I like the animation. The actual show's kind of,
Well, I guess it's annoying.
Damn. But you like the regular show?
Nah, I don't like the regular show either.
I love the regular show.
I don't like any new fucking...
I did like the regular show. I've seen a couple episodes.
I don't like the new cartoons.
Except Boss Burger.
Well, that's not a cartoon, though. It's an adult.
No, I meant like any of the new shows on Cartoon Network.
Oh, from Cartoon Network.
Adult Swim.
Bob's Boyga is tight.
Cartoon Network's home of my favorite cartoon, though.
Because Tina is a strong, independent girl.
She is. That's why I'm going to get her tattooed on me. People get the wrong idea from that show.
They don't even watch the show. They just see it. Ooh.
Yeah, like the tattoo.
She totally doesn't have wet dreams about zombies.
How can you have wet dreams about zombies? That's like some masochist shit. That's like
right when I think
that's some Ted
I'm
Bundy
out,
stuff.
Those butt
right?
cheeks pull me back in.
I don't know. I just thought it was annoying. Like that. Did we talk about that already? No.
I don't know.
That happened this week, right? Some chick that we know got Tina from Bob's Burgers.
I think
tattooed.
That was last week.
Oh, it was last week, right?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it though.
She got the super hardcore version of it because she got like she got Tina and then she got like the fucking leaf things on the side.
Oh, okay.
She's hard.
So she wasn't doing that. What was that? The stupid
She's
thing
unique.
Where they put their hands like that?
The hard style?
Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't doing that.
No, unique that would have completely Tina. Killed the character.
Have you seen the Bobby Hill one? When they do, they tap Bobby Hill like he has gauges and he has a snapback.
I hate
TGI
when they
hoodie.
Do that shit. Ugh, it pisses me off.
I don't mind the metal ones like when they make fun of it. Like, when they have, like,
Obama?
The Obama one?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, the Obama straight edge?
Yeah.
I thought that. I want to do a Jane Mew straight edge. Like, Jersey straight edge.
Can you Photoshop?
Nah. So, Yoko.
Yoko could do it.
Do what?
Do a Jane Mew straight edge. Because, I mean, in, like, half the movies, he's hardcore dancing. Jason Mewes? Jay and Son of Bob?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's straight edge now.
Is he?
Yeah. He was straight edge before, like, all the drug, because he's, like, a renowned drug addict.
Is he claiming it, or is he just drug-free?
But before, he's just drug-free. But, like, I'm pretty, like, he talks, like, he's still, like, a lot into the now with it. Like, he does, like, a lot of that music and stuff like that still.
Well,
it's pretty cool.
Told me he was talking to you about it.
Who?
You didn't tell me when you met him?
I told him it was cool, like, the whole straight edge thing, and he's like, okay. Yeah, like, he's like, well, like, you like bands like Minor Threat, and I was like, yeah. So
he's just an announcer on Spoilers now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they still do their podcast every couple weeks.
I never really listened to
Ooh, I wonder
some interruptions during fucking
I
our
wonder,
podcast.
Answer it. Go ahead.
Some black girls calling him. Black girl.
It's not like I started training.
Are you talking about this one?
Which one?
Obama straight edge?
Nah. Yeah, it's the picture of Patrick Flynn, and they put Obama's head on it.
So who died, Nick?
You know what's in the the Britney Spears straight edge one is fucking funny too.
Which one?
They put
bald.
They put it on like the Minor Threat's singer's like body.
Oh, Ian MacKay's.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that one either. Only thing I kept seeing was a stupid the stupid Acacia Strain one. It's Britney's head shaved and it's on a crew neck.
I've seen it.
That's haven't. That shit's annoying. Like, anytime I see it, it's just like, after that last album, I started just like really. I got really bored of them. Yeah. Like I love Wormwood, and I love the Dead Walk and Continent and shit like that. And it's just like
those are the only albums I like.
Everything too. Got like, oh, okay, we get it. Like
I think fucking, everything after Wormwood is like,
yeah,
whatever to me.
You much in Acacia or no?
Huh?
Were you in Acacia or no?
No, he's into Attila.
What's K stuff? I can't even remember. I liked Attila before. What was it called? Before they only had one good album actually, the Rage. Yeah, that's when they had their own sound, but then they decided to be like generic. Stupid.
Well, they already made it. They didn't need to push it. They just wanted to be like
on leave the tour Britney circuit. Alone.
Cause you know once you start touring, then you made it. Hanuk.
Yoko, yeah. Best in the world. So the singer from Gore died, you say?
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. to a guy who made me laugh a lot.
Dave Brokey.
Oh, he was found dead.
He was found dead, but I mean, like, that guy was just, like, I remember first seeing Gore. I'm pretty sure, like, anybody who listens to this, a lot of us grew up with, like, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
And, like, fucking Gore, like, they came out. I remember the first time I saw them, I was like, what the fuck is it? They played Sadamagogo.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is this? Like, is this a fucking band? Is it like a Rocky Horror Picture Show type shit? And then I just got into them after, and then I remember like just seeing them pop up in like pop culture. Like they were on the Jerry Springer Show.
I remember that. That was a good episode too.
Yeah, they were on that guy actually, the guy with the mask.
Yeah,
the guy with the black mask. I don't know if he was supposed to be a racist or something like that. I don't really remember.
But the rape band one.
Yeah, he died too.
Oh yeah, he got There's like a little conspiracy about it too.
Yeah,
like because Courtney Love supposedly asked him to kill. Kurt Cobain, and then he came out with it. He told everyone that Courtney Love asked me to kill him. Then he died. He was found dead in a train track like a week later.
Damn,
Courtney Love, if you're listening to this,
we know. I see everything.
We know what you did.
A bitch.
That's why your daughter hates you. Ooh, low blow. She's hot.
Next week, Yoko's gonna be found dead.
train tracks, avenge me.
Avenge me.
Remember me as a hero.
What is it from?
The Simpsons, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I always remember the like, you lived a good life. I'm like, I'm only 10. It's like, is it good? Not long. from the Fairly Odd Parents. The goat.
That was a good cartoon show.
That was good up until like I think until what
did they bring it back or?
Yeah, well they kept going with it. And that was good up until
they're still doing it, huh?
Yeah, but what was that kid's name?
Their
baby,
Timmy Turner.
Oh
no, and Cosmo wanted to have. Oh,
after
they did,
I stopped watching. Poof,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's when I got the SpongeBob used to be fucking awesome, and I remember I watched it like I watched 10 minutes of an episode last week, and I was just like, it's pretty much just two characters yelling at each other. That's all it is now. It's like it's not even funny anymore. Remember when Pantera was on that?
Who?
Pantera was on SpongeBob.
I never seen that.
Well, the music was in SpongeBob when him and Sandy were doing the competition.
Yeah.
There was sandboarding or some shit. And it was Pantera. I was like, oh, that's fucking gnarly.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob's Pantera. That's tight.
I remember didn't they do like a parody of SpongeBob? Like it was supposed to be like with weed and stuff.
Who's green? I'm pretty sure.
But I heard it was like the same people too.
Really? I wouldn't be surprised.
Cause it was the same voice. Like I heard it, and it was the exact same SpongeBob voice.
I'd be surprised. I mean, I saw Lori Beth Denberg on Workaholics, the chick from All That.
Yeah.
And she's smoking weed with them. She's like, cause
remember that's a big chick, right?
Yeah, she used to do the news with Lori
Beth Denberg. Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you're smoking weed with Lori Beth Denberg, and she, like, they're in a hot tub together, and then it just pans out.
Oh.
I didn't know Gabriel Iglesias was on that. He was on the last season.
Gabriel Iglesias. I haven't seen the last three episodes of the season.
No, I just meant hit the last season.
Oh, okay.
Like their last season. Remember. I don't remember that either.
I saw the last season.
Wasn't Nick Cannon in it?
Yeah, he was.
That's when it wasn't funny.
Nick Cannon. Like Nick Cannon. Fuck Nick Cannon. I don't like him.
Huh?
Do you watch the Eric Grande show?
Yeah, why? It's
fucking funny.
You barely started watching that?
Ariana Grande?
I barely started watching that. Not barely, I recently, though.
You mean Cat and
still
Sam?
New?
Sam and Cat?
Sam and Cat.
Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande? Hate her fucking new voice.
Yeah, he's kind of.
I
he was doing like a live show at the Echoplex.
That dude's funny as fuck. Like
he is funny.
Oh, you like George Lopez too?
Hey, have you seen that? The Uncle George or Saint George shit?
There's a new show. There's a new show. No, I haven't.
Okay, it's whatever.
Like, oh, you're watching it?
I caught a couple episodes and it's just like.
I used to like. What's his old TV show called?
The George Lopez Show.
The George Lopez Show.
Yeah, that show was funny as fuck.
That was a good show.
I used to watch that shit every day on Nick at Night. Yeah. I caught it late.
Yeah.
I love Nick at Night. Well, I used to love. I used to watch like Roseanne. Tool,
yeah,
well,
yeah, hell yeah.
Tool Time. I watched it since it was new.
Home Improvement.
Yeah, Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Tool Time.
That shit hard as fuck.
Damn the Tool Man, Taylor. Taylor.
I seriously didn't know that much about him. It's like it made like one of the old Family Guy episodes made me like look him up. He's like, hey, look, I am like him. Like we've both been arrested for cocaine possession. And I was like, you got arrested for coke? And like, yeah, in the '70s, he got arrested for taking cocaine on an airplane.
Who? Tool Time.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like,
hey, Tim Allen, the Tool Time Taylor.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, that's pretty gnarly. But
yeah. Remember that space movie he did?
Oh, Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
With,
that shit was tight.
Fuck, it's this fucking Snape.
Oh,
from Harry Potter. What the fuck's his name? Alan Rickman. Yeah. He was in Dogma. That was one of my favorite movies.
That was a good movie, though.
Dogma? Or Galaxy Quest? Galaxy Quest was fucking Dogma awesome. Dogma was too tight. Yeah, but Galaxy Quest was just fucking, like, funny. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that fun. Tony Shalhoub's in it, too, right? The guy from Monk. He plays fucking Jeebs in MIB.
MIB.
Remember the guy that always shoot his head off? He's like. You remember the first MIB?
I don't watch.
You never watched Men in Black?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, the guy that gets like, his head shot off. And yeah, he like, okay, grows back.
Yeah. He owned like the thrift store or the.
Yeah, the pawn shop.
Okay, pawn shop.
The alien pawn shop.
Ow!
God damn it! Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
I was gonna say, shit! I forgot what I was gonna say. It's all your fault.
I'm talking about MIB.
MIB is the way to be.
I know what as Men in Black.
You couldn't figure out the abbreviation?
No, I couldn't figure it out.
MIB? How do you not know what MIB is?
It could also be...
Men in Black. Max it's only Men
Max
in Black.
Max is Black.
Men in Black. Max.
Max is Black. From the waist down. So that means that part doesn't pay
from
child
the center
support.
Only. MIB is the way to be.
All right, so we have a couple announcements. Yoko got a new job. Max got a new job. So
yeah.
You guys are going to virtually applaud them.
But
I'm pretty stoked on that. Like, I mean,
but my job is not like a career like Oscars because
Oscars he wants to manage that Baskin Robbins. Yoko just wants to get by.
Baskin Robbins for 8 years straight.
He's been there for 8 years?
Yeah.
And he's not manager?
He's there since he's 15.
And he's not manager?
There's two top people besides the owner. It's him and his other chick that's been there at the same time as him.
You think they ever fucked at Baskin Robbins?
Ooh, sure. I know some stories.
Word gets around fast when you work at Baskin Robbins.
Word gets around.
At least it's not as bad as the Subway at the Montebello Mall.
Is that a fuck zone?
One of my friends. Well, I don't even. Oh. That's nasty. Two gay dudes used to work there, and apparently used to fuck in the freezer, and they used to like come in the mayo.
That's fucking.
Yeah, dude. That's why. Like, I remember.
If I caught them, I would beat the. They'd probably beat me up, but. Because they're two. I'm only one.
I don't know. Some chick that I knew like worked there.
I don't
underestimate
gay folks. Have you guys seen what's that movie? That football movie? Remember the Titans? That gay guy?
Yeah.
He punched out the other straight dude?
He wasn't gay.
He wasn't gay? But they kept calling him gay.
The guy that kissed him?
The blonde guy.
Sunny?
Yeah, Sunshine.
He wasn't gay?
No, he wasn't gay. He just didn't fuck with him because they kept... Yeah, because the long hair.
So I guess my life's a lie. I've been living a lie. I thought he was gay.
I'm pretty sure that's where I got influenced.
Everyone
gets influenced acting gay, but you can still be straight.
I was just... Nah, I don't give a shit. I'll do what I want.
That's what I do.
I remember my best friend... I was his boyfriend, apparently, because some ugly chick asked him out. He had no fucking... We were in high school. He had no ways of, like, kind of bailing out, and he just kind of...
Except saying no?
No. He said... This chick was, like, as persistent as some people we know.
Oh, okay.
And this chick just kept fucking bugging him, and he, like, fucking... Me and this dude know each other since we were really, like, five, so... like, we go way back, and he kind of just swung around me. They always thought we were brothers, because we were inseparable, so he fucking swung around me, put his arm around me, and I was like... What's up? We're going to class? He's like, I told her I'm gay and you're my man. I was like, all right, what class do you have right now?
We're gay.
And we just walked to class like that, and it was just like the normal bro. You put your arm over the shoulder. I just kept fucking walking. I was like, whatever, dude.
Remember the episode of Simpsons where Abe, he was like on the beach and he meets a man.
Oh yeah,
he's like, get up. You know, he's like, may I put my arm around you in our celebration of our new friendship?
Remember, John, permission to hug you, sir.
What were we talking about?
I forgot, but it's remember King of the Hill. Dell asked, what's Hank's dad's name again?
Oh, Colonel.
Yeah, he has the Colonel. Permission to hug you, sir.
Cotton, Cotton, Cotton.
Cotton?
He just say, like, permission to hug you, sir.
I thought you guys were bringing the Chappelle Show one. He's like, permission to die, sir.
Yeah, we were talking about this shit, too.
Yeah, permission granted. Report to
you know what's my favorite thing about drunk girls? Like, when they're talking, they're like, he knows. Like, they just out of nowhere, they go, honk. They, yeah, you ever seen that?
No, like, they turn into chickens and shit?
No, like, a drunk girl's just talking, but, like, she keeps yakking, like, he knows. Honk. Like, she just starts to yell, like, you guys got to see it. I'll bring a drunk girl once.
No, I had enough of my sister showing up all the time, just getting tanked.
Hey,
you
know, they're honk.
Remember that, Max? I think it was when you first started coming over to pizza nights. Everybody would be fucking drunk.
They were all drunk.
Yeah, when David fucking walked into the wall.
Yeah, I remember.
Max doesn't want to talk about her.
That's all right.
Way to fucking turn this awkward. Okay, like I was saying, new jobs.
Because of Lester.
Like back
there's still nothing weird between me and Tori.
I was just playing.
Me and Tori.
How do you like Baskin Robbins?
How do I like Baskin Robbins? It's fucking boring. It's well, maybe just because I'm training, but time goes slow as fuck. It feels slow.
How many people work at, on shifts?
When I was on the weekend, I think it's like 3 people because Oscar was there and these 2 chicks. Plus me, but I'm training, so.
2 chicks.
These 2 chicks. One of them is called something Rose, and the other one is called Jezebel. Hello, Jezebel. Oscar's fucking you.
I hear the bell.
I know.
I wonder how many times she's got that.
Jizz.
Fucking for the 8th time today, I gotta listen to that stupid fucking joke.
Jizz. Or like when someone's name is Elvis. Hey, Elvis Presley.
Like, oh fuck, that wasn't funny the first time. Like having glasses. Like, it was a forest. I'm like, couldn't come up with anything fucking better than that. Oh, it's a Harry Potter. I'm like, still couldn't come up with anything better than that. Like, fuck.
So, four eyes. Bitch, you didn't think of that one, huh?
It's fucking original.
Bitch.
That's what I hear MaxiPad all the time.
What? Oh, you're MaxiPad all the time?
I never thought about that. I don't give it. I don't really make fun of people's name.
Yeah, unless you make fun of people in general.
You make fun of what they did in their past life.
How?
Where, like if Leo, like, called the Grammys the Emmys.
stupid
their
Leo.
Their past life? You mean what they did in the past?
That's what confused me. I'm like, huh?
That's what I meant.
Oh, like, that's past life means, like, oh, like, this another guy's, like, life. Some fucking,
I'm talking slang.
Like, I was Abraham.
How the hell is that slang?
I'm talking slang, bitch.
He's talking nonsense. That's what he's talking.
I'm talking jibber-jabber.
We ain't going jibber-jabber no more.
So, y'all know what I mean. Fuck.
So, it's just boring as shit?
Yeah, it's fucking, maybe just because.
Do you know all 32 flavors off the top of your head?
Nope. I'm still like, hey, where is that? Like, can I get a... I'm just gonna make honey on the ice cream. I'm like, Oscar, where is it?
It's like, can I get that? They point at it.
And he's like, really? I'm like, bitch, you've been working for 8 fucking years. Of course you're gonna
be owning this fucking place. Damn it!
You should be paid more than $9, all right, Oscar?
Yeah, it's fucked. If you worked 8 years at Starbucks, you get like a good 40 cents every half year. So he would have been making like $15.
You know, Victor offered Oscar a job at the hotel, $17 an hour, full time. But he didn't want to leave that job. He wanted to have both jobs.
Or I thought he wanted to have stability. I'm like, what the fuck? This basketball job is bringing stability.
Oscar's like, yeah, I'll tour full time.
Because Oscar's pretty broke.
But I gotta go back to Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins.
Like, also, you won the lottery, sir. I know. But I want to work at Baskin-Robbins.
He doesn't want to own one. He just wants to work there.
Do you want to buy one? No. I want to work minimum wage.
I guess that can be humble in some sorts, but I meant like...
I want to make you a fucking shake.
Emphasize on fucking.
Baby, let me make you a fucking shake.
With my Macbeth song. He put that shit up. Was like,
he wears them at work.
No, it was either him or some other kid. That,
yeah, he wears Macbeth.
It was either him or some other kid. He's like, we were Macbeths on Mondays. I'm like, you guys are gay.
Him?
No, I don't know. I can't remember if it's him or I can't remember if it's my friend Daniel.
We wear black on Wednesday.
Man, Oscar showed to the show looking like Tom DeLonge and shit.
You said he was with a girl?
Yeah,
was she ugly?
Oh yeah, I didn't see her because I thought he just came with an imaginary chick.
I said hi and bye, but I didn't.
Was it, how did she look? Did she have glasses?
No, she didn't have glasses.
All right, I was thinking about the chick.
She had like the eyeliner thing. She had.
was she a little chunky?
She was a little small.
I could have had sex on Saturday, but I was playing the Xbox.
Could have had
sex. My friend was like, she's like, you want to hang out? I'm right by your house. I'm like, nah. I was like, we already had sex.
Damn, you denied sex just because you wanted to play fucking
Gear Solid? I was playing Xbox One.
What's your gamer tag so people can add you?
Yoko691.
You don't have to sign in with your Facebook?
No, I never signed up.
That's the PS4 right there.
You have to sign in with your Facebook?
Yeah.
You have to?
Yeah.
You can't use your old shit?
No.
You're stupid. Of course you can use your old shit.
Well, Leo told me.
Leo doesn't know half the things he does.
Don't say that.
Yeah, like the fucking the whole plane thing. I can't believe we fucking listen to him because that shit's like they're still debating about it, and I already fucking lost interest.
What, the Malaysia plane?
Yeah.
My mom was like, "You know what happened, right?" She like put me out of nowhere.
Is she the fucking insider now? Like, yeah, she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna kick you some real fucking like, knowledge right now."
Luis, come. And then she was like, "She's like, you know how they take us? You know how we take them for autopsies? They're doing the same shit to us." She's like,
"Was she smoking a cigarette and hiding in the dark too, or what?"
Like getting some insight. I think she was smoking a cigarette. She was in the kitchen. She's like, but she had a weird name for the alien. She was like, the Omnis. I'm like, the what?
Does your mom know that we don't?
She's probably one of them.
That's why she needs her headphones at night. If she watched Lost,
I'm like, you know what did? You know what really happened, right? The island. I gotta go back.
It was funny because they were on CNN. They're like, oh well, you know they're all Muslims, and
Muslims.
Oh, on the plane, there's like, oh, there's like a good 70%. I was like, didn't they fucking take off from like a no? They're all like.
Didn't they come from like Asia or something?
But I mean, like they were talking about the nationality of those people, of the people of the country.
Isn't it all mixed though, like from all over the world?
Yeah, but they're like pretty much in so many words, they're like, oh, they're all brown. And it's just like you're just looking at them going, well, look where they fucking left. Like, what do you think? They're gonna be just a bunch of white fucking obese people? Like,
hey, what's up? I'm Todd, and I'm gonna get kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because like it's
all. Hi, I'm here for the hijacking. Everybody, sit down. We're hijacking this plane.
I thought it was stupid because it's just like a bunch of people were like now like conspiracy. Like, to me, it's just like the people that are just dumb as shit and like just to use the anonymous like mask for everything. Like, oh yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. I was like.
They don't even know what happened.
Yeah, exactly, because, like, some one guy's, like, they're trying to hide shit from us. I'm like, dude, the more effort you're putting into, like, looking at this, the more shit, like, you know what? The more shit's going right past you, and you're too stupid to fucking see it. Because this guy's like, oh, yeah, you guys will know. And I was like, I'm pretty
damn,
sure.
Nick's mad.
I was just like, wait, do you know what the fucking BBC is? And he's just like,
no, oh, no,
I don't follow that media shit. I'm like, it's not even America, dude. They throw down some real fucking truth there.
Fuck
don't
WikiLeaks.
Fuck around. Then he just got all mad, and you know, he's like, oh, you know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, yeah, because you live in bumfuck Oxnard, and you fucking think you know everything, yeah, right? Oxnard. That's cool, dude.
I was going to say, what do you think happened?
You know, I mean, there's I don't know what to think. I think, like, a lot of people are like, oh, they're trying to cover up something. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, I keep looking on BBC to see what, like, stupid shit
is. Oh, I hate BBC.
No, like, I meant, like BBC News. Like the news website.
Okay.
They have,
I thought you meant
they have credible,
BBC America.
No, they have credible credible like resources, yeah. And like way better than any of the news outlets that are here.
Don't listen to Fox, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I never did. But it was just funny because
except about cereal.
All these people are just like, they're like, oh, it's a conspiracy. They fucking jack the plane so they can crash a plane into us. And it's just like, okay, one, that's not gonna happen because we can pick it up on the fucking on radar. If we're gonna get hit, it's because we wanted to get hit. Two is like, I'm like, okay, why all you guys are fucking like arguing and talking about this? I'm like looking on files like, hey, what are they passing? Yeah, is there something with our meat that's wrong? Is something because it just seems like it's creating a big diversion for something else to switch here. Like, for something else here. Like, they're trying to take attention away. Maybe the law is passing. Maybe something else is passing. Like, I don't believe in, like, the straightforward ahead that everybody's like, oh, no, you're not seeing the picture. People are gone. People are this. It's like, to me, it's like, okay, well, are they slipping shit in my water? Or the fuck's going on? Because I don't pay attention. Like, I don't pay attention to shit like that. Like, when something big happens like that, like, I'm not saying I'm heartless. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot more things in my world that, like, that can be going on, like anything that fucks with our food sources, our water, you know, amendment bills and you know, healthcare and stuff like that. I don't give a shit about like some plane that has nothing to fucking do with me, neither like, you know, anything else. Like, okay, sad if those people are gone. Okay, but you know what? You kind of roll the dice when you're rolling in a fucking shifty foreign country. I don't think it either. I just think like
in paradise and shit.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
So this is what's happening.
So we're gonna drop you off at this island. You're dead to the world, but well, you're dead for a couple
months.
You're
gonna have some coconut water.
We're gonna do a big reveal, guys. No, you know what it is? I know exactly what it is. You guys ready for this? Michael Jackson. It's his big reveal. I swear to God.
I could buy it.
Hey guys.
Oh, dude. If he came back black, that'd be awesome.
This whole time, the white Michael Jackson was an alien.
The black one broke out and beat his ass.
And then the black one came back out of like revenge. Yeah, I'm going to make a movie.
Coming this summer.
Coming
Michael's
summer.
Back and black.
Better than ever.
Produced by Michael Bay.
It's explosions everywhere. I don't know. I'm tired of all the people that are like, you don't fucking know. I was like, okay, you can fucking throw on that anonymous mask all you want. You're still not going to know anything. Like, it's funny, like, how, like, those people were idiots when I was in high school. Like, I'm just going by my examples. Yeah. But the people that, like, I see now that post about shit, I was like, you guys didn't give two shits when I remember this so frankly. It was, like, a chick I used to call my little sister, my friend Jessica. I haven't even spoken to her in a while.
Like, they just smoked with her.
No, her parents died, like, or her dad died. So Damn. She was, this chick's, like, is one of the brightest people I ever knew. And I remember I used to ditch I just never showed up to adult school in fifth period. So fucking I never showed up to adult school in fifth period, and me and her would literally sit, and it was around the time that Obama was getting like put in office, and I remember there's a guy on this committee, and I think it's Joe Biden or someone that was in 1994 wanted to put chips in people.
Yeah,
monitoring chips and stuff like that. And I remember I'm not to say that we were in the now, since we were kids that gave a shit about what the output was going to be. So me and her read up a bunch of shit. So I would ditch and just like we would have like 2-hour, 3-hour long conversations like until after school about, you know, well, what happens if this happens? Oh, like his track record, his this, his that. We were doing all the shit that like, you know, the news reporters would overlook, you know. And it's funny because if you can see him still trying to implement a little bit of those, oh, we should chip this or we should do that, you know. So it's funny because when we were doing that, all those kids were like, oh, they're fucking barely breaking into weed. And it's like, cause the whole counterculture switched. Like when I was like in 11th and 12th grade, that's when all the kids, all the not the swag feds, but all the jocks and all them got into weed and Bob Marley.
Or those people that'll flat up their backpacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, those guys. And it's just like that's when all those dudes found weed and all other shit. So they were just like, oh, you can fucking know what you're talking about. Fucking stupid. You guys are conspiracists. And now I'll go on a media website and I'll run into one of them and they're like, oh yeah, fool, you don't fucking know. Them body, this. And that's like. You have no idea who fucking our president is, who our VP is, you know, half their shit and everything else. And yet you guys are like trying to make assumptions on shit you don't know. And the thing is like, how are you going to like make assumptions on other assumptions? Because you know half these people aren't getting factual stories. They're just looking at
rumors from Facebook.
Yeah, they're just looking at fucking memes of like, oh, Obama did this. And it's like, oh yeah, fuck him. I'm going to put something up. Like, it's just annoying.
Obama doesn't have nearly as much power as people think.
Exactly. Like, I mean, and two, like, it's ran by banks. Okay? I knew this shit growing up. We had really good teachers who taught us this.
Banks killed JFK.
Yeah, exactly. Or fucking, the comedian didn't from Watchmen. That was a dope ass part. I remember when I first saw the movie, right?
Part,
yeah, they fucking it shows. It was the intro credits,
yeah.
Right?
And
it shows
that was like one of the best intros.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. I was just like, whoa, this is fucking weird.
They were doing it the whole time, huh? Like, they were taking, like, popular
events. Yeah, because it wasn't Silk Spectre. It's the other chick that was in all black, the one that was a lesbian. Remember how it's the sailor, the famous picture of the sailor? Because her kissing him.
Yeah.
And then she's the one that gets, was she decapitated or she was just killed and slaughtered and maimed?
In the bed.
She was tied up,
just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
She was tied up, like, BDSM style.
Yeah, I was a tight. All right, go back to what you were saying.
Oh, no, that was it. I'm tired of it.
And
like,
he's done.
Yeah, the Malaysian thing. Sorry if those people did die. My heart goes out to them, but it doesn't affect my world. It doesn't affect the people I know. It doesn't fucking affect me. Like, if it comes out and
it
crashes, you guys can fucking slate me and call me stupid and you fucking don't know what you're talking about. You killed Americans. Yeah, pin it on me. I don't give a shit.
The Malaysian plane's about to crash on top of us.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Podcast.
Or if it hits, God, you know, God forbid it fucking hits, you know, one of the buildings downtown because my mom's a city worker, like, then I'll feel some grief. But heart goes out to you if you're dead. If you're not, then you, fucking have fun hiding.
The only this thing is I the see best hitting game downtown is like a UFO come.
Oh, like the fucking Independence Day?
And like in Futurama. You remember when he's freezing?
Yeah.
Building that new big ass tower too in downtown.
And they're making a new tower?
Which one?
I don't know what it's going to be Bubba. Called. But it's going to be bigger than the U.S. Bank building.
And make sure it's no one's backpacks over there because he will pee on it.
The one on Figueroa and like 6?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, okay, I know where.
Well, I used to work at the Starbucks right there.
I know where. I used to go there. You know when I went to the gym with Oscar.
There's like a lot of construction going on over there. They're going to build it bigger than that.
That's dope.
We need a new building.
There's going to be like penthouses at the top too. That's what I...
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy a couple.
Take some bitches up there. But like.
That's too high to live. Like.
No, I won't. I'd be like
the 37th floor.
Look at all these fucking scums. I'd be nuts like in front of my window. You're all just a bunch of fucking ants.
him in full gluttony, just like naked in boxers, food all over him. Like, you guys are nothing.
You're nothing compared to me.
Start throwing water. You're nothing.
You piece of shit.
Door rings.
Room service. Ooh.
Oh god.
And here's your tip. And here's your tip. You fucking ass. I'm gonna make it my goal to be a billionaire so I can be scum to like fucking I'm gonna give like servants like their fucking $100 tips.
Yeah.
Here's your tip and here's your tip. Enjoy the rest of your fucking day, you piece of shit. Like, and don't spit on my food.
For the tip,
right, exactly.
$100 to get yelled at.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've been in worse, like I'm in worse sure. predicaments with a tip.
Free too.
Yeah. Ugh. One from the stories I heard from David Cho, like he'd be fucking girls and eating shit at the same time, and he'd have like his they're not waiters, but his the room service people like come up and like put food in his mouth and then like leave.
Nice.
Yeah. So that dude is like, yeah. Fuck it. He's gnarly.
I heard that. What's his face? Ah, shit. What's the guy's name from Die Hard?
Oh, Bruce Willis?
I heard he's like a party animal, though. Like, because my friend's he's a maid. he says he's a handyman.
Your BFF?
Victor, he's like...
My cousin's a nurse and he's a dude.
No, but he doesn't want to say he's a maid. He says, oh, I'm a handyman.
I'm a handyman? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's one of those guys.
Yeah, but...
He walks around with a tool belt.
He's like, sir,
Victor, the tool time what Taylor.
Needs fixing around here?
I don't know how to use a screwdriver, but I sure have one. No, but he's like, he said that he's like a party animal. He's just like, he's always partying at the hotel.
What hotel does he work at?
He worked
not,
at the.
Are you not liable to say this?
He worked at.
Fuck it.
I know he got fired at the big time one. I forgot what it was called, the Bel Air. No, it wasn't the Bel Air.
Why'd he get fired?
Huh?
Why'd he get fired?
He says they let him go, but he's always getting fired, but he doesn't want to say it. He's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I quit that fucking job. Fuck them. Now he's met a lot of cool people. Oscar, I remember Oscar got jealous because he got to meet Blink-182.
And, what the fuck?
No. Oh. But they gave him like
a big deal.
They
Oscar.
Gave him an iPod. Like I guess because he didn't have a charger. He's like, what's his name? Tom? No, the other guy, Mark.
Mark.
He's like, you wanna? He's like, I guess like, what do you call it? Do you guys have chargers? And like, nope. Like, all right, you can just keep it. It was like an iPod, the Nano, little square touchscreen one. And, you know, Oscar got jealous.
Mark's that rich, you could just give away iPods like
well,
that.
I'm pretty sure it's like fucking 150.
Yeah, they're bubblegum pop now, so it doesn't matter.
Bubblegum pop! You're stupid. My name's Oscar. You're stupid.
That's how he acts?
No.
Yeah, that's how he is.
I'm trying to fucking mimic Oscar. Yeah. You know how he does that? Like,
He just got off of work, too, so he should be on his way.
All right.
He's probably gonna go Target first.
You know, I went to I went to Pizza Hut, try by Calzone.
They suck.
They didn't have any.
Oh, the Pizzones?
Pizzones, yeah.
I was like, those things aren't even good.
They're not good?
The decent Calzone that I've had, besides like the place near Cobalt, is this place. Oh, it's not. Okay, like the fucking one at Shakey's is like whatever.
I never had
Calzones.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a. I don't know if you're.
I want to try it now.
If you're ever gonna be down in Pismo Beach. They have this place that makes legit ass calzones, like super, super huge calzones.
Pismo Beach.
Yeah.
Where's that at? I never even heard of that.
It's like up the coast.
You guys been to LACC, right?
You know
it's pizza now, the mom and papa's one?
Yeah.
What was before that? Something like Rocco's?
I think so. It was Rocco's Pizza, right?
That shit was tight, but then they got bought out.
That's fucking bomb.
I used to draw plates all the time. And then I go on Tuesdays. Whatever, let's talk about something else.
Kings won today.
The Kings won today.
Pretty stoked on that. Came back. They were losing 3-1 in the third. Came back one. They beat. Who'd they play?
You know, I haven't watched the game. You know who's their new coach, right?
Who?
Gordon Bombay. Yeah. From the Mighty Ducks.
I think he might have been coaching the Capitals because all they did was fucking. They were just playing on their knees.
Emilio Estevez. That was my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Mine was a Sandlot.
I wanted to be a. Sandlot was tight too. I had a lot of favorite movies. You can't. But I want to be a hockey player because of the Mighty Ducks.
The actual Ducks? Or like the team?
The movie.
It's funny because we always fuck with people. They're like, oh, isn't it sad that your shit was just made out of a movie? Like, they gave you a team because of that? And they're like, Duck fans get all mad. They're like, fuck you. We got a cup quicker. I'm like, yeah, but you know what?
What was first, the movie or the actual
team? The movie.
The movie was first, huh? You fake-ass team.
I want to say the movie was.
Huh?
I want to say the movie was.
It'd be cool if the movie was first.
We're based on
uniform and everything.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So who's Gordon Bombay? Coach? I was betrayed. You seen all of them, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel betrayed when he wasn't coaching him anymore in the third one? My heart. You did. My heart goes out to me.
I was like, well, it's always fucking Banksy that ends up on the other team, though.
Oh yeah, the little rich kid.
He's like, you're in a bus now.
Fuck you guys.
It was kind of like, it was kind of had that little feel, like not betrayal, but just like there's a guy that plays on he used to play for us, and he was kind of, his name's Penner, Dust Penner, and he won the second series, and when we went to the Stanley Cup, he won that overtime game in Phoenix. Tight. But he ended up playing for Anaheim because he won a cup with them before. He went to us, won a cup, and now he's playing for the Cat. He went back to Anaheim. And he had his fun there. Then they traded his ass to the Capitals. And it was funny because the whole fucking time, like, that he was playing today, he was just chirping, like, talking shit to all of our players. And it's funny because I think someone finally ran him out. But it's good to see that. Like, it kind of hurts because, like, that guy was, like, you know, you rooted for him when he played for us. And now you see him, you're just like, oh, fuck, I want someone to hit him as hard as I can. He's big, though. It's kind of hard to take him down. But,
yeah. God, Gerd. Omer Gerd.
Fuck, man.
All right, so Max, you got a new job.
I got a job with the Santa Monica Pier.
He's all pretend he's not excited, but like 2 hours ago, I got a fucking job at the Santa Monica Pier.
I remember you thought you were all hard. I thought it was funny that I'm surprised you weren't sarcastic when like, oh, we have to drug test you?
I was like, I commented, I was like, he's going to fail.
Everyone did. Everyone who commented
I was the first one.
Was like,
was I not the first one?
You failed. Blah, blah, blah. You're straight edge. We know it, but we're going to say you failed.
Yeah.
Like, what if it comes back? You failed, Max.
I'm sure it's
like in Seinfeld.
I'm something I'm eating.
What was that? She was eating that.
Poppy seeds?
Yeah, that's true.
Poppy seed bagels, yeah.
I don't know then. Maybe. I do love poppy seeds. I just grow them in my backyard and I fucking eat them. Fucking poppy seeds all day long.
You guys want to try some shrooms?
I'm excited.
He's excited to try shrooms. You heard it here first on CNN. Max Roll straight
up. I
do want
to work at the pier though. Like that's a cool place to go.
I wouldn't want to work there.
Why not?
It's too fucking hot.
Well, he wears a sweater all day long.
Yeah, you know, I can jump on board with him because I'll probably end up wearing a sweater.
Well, I wear a sweater just because so I won't get burned.
Why would you have like? You have plaque psoriasis or something? Or
huh?
Like, you have psoriasis?
My cheeks get fucking red and I get sunburned really quick.
I just throw on SPDF.
Fuck that shit. I have some now.
My only thing I can say is like I'm working the rides where there's like shade all over the place.
What ride are you on?
They moved me to all the rides.
Oh, okay.
You just rotate?
Yeah.
Well, it should be windy anyway.
The coaster and the Ferris wheel and then you got the little kids rides and shit.
Come on, you little fucking idiots.
That's what I want to do.
What? I want to go swimming.
Where?
At the beach or something.
The beach.
I just like the big ass waves. That's why. At the beach.
I fucking hate.
Last time I've actually been in the ocean was like 4 or 3 years ago. We went on vacation up to some beach, some state beach up north, and we camped on the beach and shit. And like, It was weird. The first day, like, we were playing, me and my cousin's boyfriend, Isaac, were playing football on the beach. And it was weird because, like, these dykey girls, like, kept trying to, like, run in and catch the ball. And I remember telling Isaac, I'm like, hey, they fucking want to act like they're guys. I'm going to fucking deck the shit out of one. And, like, she catches it, I'm going fucking shoulder in. Like, this bitch going to lose an arm or something. And I remember because, like, they kept running in and tried to bump into us. And I'm like, and I was going to ask them, be like, hey, do you guys want to play? But then they kept fucking dogging us and shit. I'm like, we're not in your fucking space, okay? Like, beach is for everybody. Like, you want equality? Fucking start acting like it. And I remember, so I just threw, like, I threw an arid pass at, like, near them, and then they just left. And then the second day, we went in, and, like out there, they were having warnings of jellyfish and sharks and shit. But then, like, I did my homework. I'm like, sharks don't like cold water. And you go in there, it was like jumping in a bathtub full of ice, and the water never changed. And I was like, I hated it because, like, I went up. Like, the beach was weird. Like, it was, like, the sand was straight, and then it dipped, and then straight again. So, like, you wouldn't know where you were going. And I remember, like, how you said you like taking the waves. Those waves suck because it was nothing but, like, oil runoff. Like, there's, like, little patches and shit. And then there was a lot of seaweed. And it wasn't, like, wasn't, like, the green seaweed we see. It was, like, the purple one that has fucking thorns on it. So, like, it would fucking catch you, and you're, like, you didn't know what to do. Yeah, it was horrible.
The blob came out?
The bob.
The blob?
Well, yeah, there was a bunch of it washed up, and I remember like guys are like pulling seaweed on and like chasing their girlfriends with it. I'm like, oh, parasites. Like, have fun fucking sleeping tonight. Like, saw raccoons too. Raccoons like fucking hit our tent, and then I had
seen raccoons in my street. It's fucking tight.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Don't make fun of black people, Max. It's fucking
you son of a bitch. You fucking racist. I found out on a side note, the counter lady at Pete's is fucking racist. Like, what? She was telling me.
She black?
Like, no, you know, she's Latino. But she was telling me, like, fuck it. The other day, there was these two, like I don't want to say, they're niggers. They were niggers. She was saying like that. And she was like, oh, they wanted to use a restroom, but I didn't want to let them. And I was like, in my head, I was like, this is Johnny's, like, best
friend. That shit happened to me, like a couple months ago. I was hanging out with this chick. We were on the subway. Because we had to park so far from her house because there's no parking.
Yeah.
But she's white. She's just talking like, you know, and then these fucking niggers started following me. I was like, what? I was like,
whoa.
I was like, we're still going to have sex, but come on. Come on. Sign up. She, out of nowhere, she's like, you know, them fucking niggers. I was like,
I just always reminds me, like, when someone says, like, raccoons or something like that, it just always reminds me of Forrest Gump. And it's like, coons trying to get in here. It's like, coons.
Oscar here. Yep. It's like, yep.
You know, I want to be like a racist redneck.
For a day or like?
Yeah, I just like talking like them. You know, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I've had like a weird run-in with racism. Like, it was really fucking weird, but.
I remember this fucking, I was working with my friend's dad because he's like a construction kind of guy.
Yeah.
And we're working at this white chick's house. And then the white chick has, like, a bunch of friends come over. And there's, like, this dark Mexican-looking chick. I guess she's, like, she's super whitewashed. She's like, aren't you guys supposed to be, like, on Pico Street? And I'm like, where's your sombreros? Aren't you guys Mexican? And I was like, look, you stupid bitch. You're darker than me. You don't even look white. She was super racist.
Aren't you guys like Mexican or whatever?
I had a weird and then my friend's dad was because she's like, are you Mexican?
I like the story though.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done. Then my she was like, she told my friend's dad, are you Mexican? Like, do you see me with a fucking sombrero? Like,
are you turning into the Godfather or what?
I was trying to do like a Salvadorian accent.
Oh, okay. That was straight fucking De Niro.
Right? It was.
I was like, are you talking to me?
You talking to me? Are you fucking...
He claps his hands like it cuts to a scene later. They're digging his bitch out in the backyard.
Well, fuck that chick. That's why I peed all over her fucking yawn. I made her fence smell like piss. We worked there for a week. You know when you just walk by like, ooh, someone's been peeing here.
Fucking dog.
Little did they know.
Little did they know it was me, big bad Y-O-K-O-H. Yoko. Because once you go Yoko, you go loco.
Shout out to the lady who had to take my piss for the drug test.
Why?
It was fucking yellow and smelly and shit.
Someone doesn't drink water. Only when he's at Nick's house.
Only at Nick's house.
Oh, I think I peed a kidney stone today. Yeah.
How do you think that? Do you have kidney stones?
Was there a solid out of your penis?
I don't have them, but it stunk for like the morning
I
peed.
I don't know if you had...
It's not an STD.
You need an actual solid object.
No. Let me finish my damn story. So it's been hurting all morning, right? And it feels like something's inside my urethra. My narrow urethra. But then I'm peeing, and then like I see a little like speck come out. I think that was a kidney stone.
You have dick-eating parasites.
Ooh. No, I have that thing, you know.
Oh, you're pissing crystals.
Remember that Rock movie where he's like, he's swimming somewhere?
The Rundown?
Yeah, the Rundown. Where he's like, you might want to cover your penis. There's parasites in here.
You might have that.
Yeah.
Have you been swimming in places?
I have a tapeworm on my dick, guys.
he's in there like, ready?
Osmosis
he's
Jones.
Planning.
No, Osmosis Jones was having a battle on my dick.
And he won.
And he won because my dick fucking feels fine now. Hell, I never pissed the way I peed. All right, let's do something else.
All right, well, I mean, that was a pretty good segment right there. Right? I don't know if we could top that. You
guys, I think I'm gay.
Shit. Well, okay.
I'm not gay.
We got racist treatment in Fresno when we were recording, and it was really awkward.
With DA?
No. I was like 18, I think. I was playing for Schizo. Went to go record out there, and we played a. We drove up there, and that night we had a show they booked last minute. Played at some college, like this little college town. And then we had to go back to this little, like, it was like a weird cul-de-sac city. And, it was like some weird cul-de-sac city. And
what? Come on. Gross. The caption.
It was like a.
Yeah, he caught himself. He was like,
Like, it was weird. It had four churches.
Ooh, baby.
Like, within a mile radius. Like, ooh. You can look at him.
No one can hear his story because I'm distributing. Go ahead.
It was like. It was just weird. Like, there was no people, like, at all. You couldn't find any. Like, you had to walk, like, 2 to 3 miles out in any direction to get to, like, any type of different civilization. And it was just weird because we went to a pizza place. And I remember, like, my dad told me a story. He's like, you guys are going to go out there. Be careful because we drove through there.
Racist.
Yeah, we drove through there and we ordered pizza. We went to a pizza joint.
You fucking Mexican, go back. Yeah, pizza. Fuck.
Equals that. They ordered pizza and they were just like, the guy just kind of looked at them. My dad was waiting to pay and everybody inside was just staring at them. My mom's like, let's go. So we went to go order pizza and same shit happened. Like, we walked in and we're like, wow, we haven't seen people all day. Yeah. This pizza place is packed. And we're like, and there's no cars though. So it's just weird. Like, we're just kind of walking in there, and it was just like, okay.
In here.
Yeah, and like we were like, okay, yo, what are your prices? And they just kind of just stood there, and they didn't say shit. And we're like, all right, we're out. Let's go.
That reminds me of this restaurant somewhere in the South where the guy is not going to serve you if you're black, Hispanic, gay, or if you're on welfare.
How do you know if you're on welfare?
People try to pay with EBT, I guess. They're like, sorry, if you don't want to work, you can't buy in my restaurant, you nigger.
You're fagging it up.
No, you know, don't touch the fucking oven if you're not gonna make any of the pizzas.
I'll make it then.
Okay. No, Max.
I want good pizza.
No. Right, Max can't make the pizzas.
Yeah, exactly.
Go make your French fries.
I still need to watch the pizza stone.
Nah, we can use it like that. There's a dead rat on. Oh, that reminds me. I accidentally killed my rat.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about this.
So,
did you bring it?
I think I killed it.
How'd you kill it?
Well, I was like, because usually my rats just play in their cage, right? So, like, I peek my eye out, and I just see, like, the back body and the tail just hanging. And I'm like, what's my rat doing? So, I turn the cage around, and apparently the rat's head got stuck on the door.
Ooh.
And he was just hanging, and I'm like, aw. So, I think when I closed the cage, he tried to, like, make a run for it, and his neck got stuck, and he just choked to death.
Yeah,
and you didn't notice that?
I didn't notice. No, because, I don't know. I'm not sure if it was me or maybe he just got his head stuck and he slid down and he just choked.
Could be that.
And I just threw him across the freeway. Like, we don't.
What a funeral!
I sent him off like a jig. I just threw him like because my backyard's in the alley and then there's a freeway, so like we don't have dirt in my backyard, so I just threw him across. So like, whoop.
Probably landed in Caddy's house.
he woke up when he's flying. Oh shit! I'm slipping. Blah. Rest in peace, Arya. You'll be replaced tomorrow.
What's the new rat's name?
If she's small, I'm just going to give her Arya.
Why'd you pick rats as a pet?
Huh?
Why'd you pick rats as a pet?
I want to train her to do tricks.
I don't, like, I mean.
The mouse circus?
Okay, yeah, that's nice. So, like, I mean, like, there's always these chicks that, like, I end up knowing. They have, like, giant fucking rats. And, like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, things near, like near. It's almost like a possible.
They don't even have a fancy ride. They just have a fucking street ride.
Yeah, it's just like, are you fucking serious? And they're always like, oh, with my baby. And it's like, dude, that's gross. Like, that shit
away from you. My rats are clean. They're white. They're not no N-word. They're not the N-word.
N-word.
Johnny,
what you mean, nigger?
No, naggers.
Naggers. I'm so sorry, sir. The word was Nigers.
Was that on South Park?
Yeah.
Remember? Well, it might have been naggers, actually.
It was naggers. Naggers.
People that annoy you.
Well,
I don't want to say this, but people that just annoy you, like, nigger. That was fucking so hilarious.
So the word was naggers. Yeah, South Park game is fun, though. I passed it.
You passed it already?
God damn.
It said I played 13 hours, so like...
I heard it was a 12-hour game.
I played in 13 hours.
I've only played like an hour of it.
Hey, I'll go like Oscar's post.
All right. Let's all take a picture like Oscar's post.
I'm fine.
Damn, someone's spamming it up.
Davinas, just stop that shit.
Hold on. Let's see if you guys can hear it.
What?
Already made like affinity of those at scout camp.
Well, is anyone else here trying to earn money for college?
Your mom goes to college.
I love the brother from what do you call it?
The Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, the play.
I don't like that movie.
You like it?
No.
It's a funny movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I thought? I thought fucking Max was more of a movie aficionado.
This dude is still at fucking home.
Yeah, he's still home.
Stupid Oscar.
Oh, what were you going to say about me?
I thought you were more like a movie aficionado, and then I found some holes in your game. Like, some really good movies that you didn't watch, and I was just like, what the hell, dude? Like, I used to come to you for like all the movie shit, and I was just like, I'm just looking shit up.
You used to come to me.
And I used to go to Blockbuster.
Me?
I miss Blockbuster. I used to go to Hollywood Video.
I only like Blockbuster.
Nah, I'm lying. I didn't go to Blockbuster. I went to 2020.
You went to me.
2020?
I did.
No, you went to me.
And then I went to you after 2020 closed down.
Well, they got video stores are just obsolete now.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of movies out there. A lot.
I know that.
So like
everyone knows that.
I know. So like it's hard to watch too, you see? All the fucking...
Yeah, but I can run a list of movies to you, and you've seen them. And it's like it's weird because like a certain few that like before the other like shit ones that you've seen, you should have seen these.
But the ones I think are good, you think are shit.
Like which ones?
We had different tastes.
Like which ones though?
Like Stuart Little, she was tight.
I don't give a shit for Stuart Little. Yeah,
exactly. It was a joke, guys. Come on.
No,
seriously. Like what movies do you like that I don't like?
Okay, I can't name too. One off the top of my head, but Stuart Little. There's too. A lot of movies that I know I said, and you were like. Well, Napoleon Dynamite's one.
I like. Sure. I just didn't think it was as funny as everybody made it out to be.
It's not really funny, but it has like a lot of moments.
Yeah, but like, isn't there like a whole thing? There's an undertone to the movie. Like there's like a political undertone.
I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, because I remember like a lot of people were like trying to get into it. Like, well, you don't understand. I'm like,
you know, it's just whatever. Your friends that they got high now.
No, yeah, it's just those.
You don't fucking know.
I took it for what it was. I wasn't digging or anything.
That was a college movie. They it was like $8,000 to make that movie.
Yeah, it looked that cheap.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, it didn't need shit.
Huh?
It didn't need much.
I know, but I meant, like, it, in general, like, it's just, like, I didn't find
was it... Was the chick named Tina?
I, yeah. No, that was the llama's name.
No, that was the llama's name.
No, well, yeah. Damn it, Tina. No, the chick that he likes.
Something with a D, right?
We grew up in the same neighborhood, literally.
Really?
I don't know her, but we grew up in the same fucking, like, two blocks.
Wow.
I looked her up one day, and then she said, because she's my age. No, she's a year older than me. But she grew up in it's called like the Westlake Street. It's like just two fucking blocks. So I might have seen her when she was a little kid.
I know you.
I love you.
Fucking maniac fans, huh?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's from L.A. The dirty side of L.A. too.
What side?
Central L.A.
South side.
Kind of like near the Koreatown, L.A. All
right.
That's the spot right there.
Who else is from L.A.?
A lot of people.
Not a lot of people. Hank Hill's from New York.
Mike Judge.
God damn it, Bobby.
Why is nobody around when I'm horny?
Who says that?
Some girl
on Facebook.
Bitch, because you're a fucking cunt.
Because you just say it for attention.
Because you're not down with the D. Because if I was there and you were horny, nah, you'd probably stop.
It's called rape. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Since you guys are both glued to your phone now?
Okay, you were glued to your phone like 20 minutes ago.
To some black chick.
I answered my fucking phone and then put it back down.
What can...
See, this is why we can't fucking hear you. Because you fucking don't grab the mic and you just leave it on your fucking self. Then I got to listen to motherfuckers who actually listen to the show and complain because they can't fucking hear you.
All right.
Fucking
no one I know listens.
Max,
to this
Max
shit.
Is that's
the your
worst.
Fucking fault since you can't get any of a following to fucking get out there.
Fuck. Max has the same fucking mic holding skills as Danzig. Have you seen Danzig?
Yeah, he just fucking whips it around his neck.
He
and
just
that's it.
Like he holds it backwards and like, mama, well, how's it go?
Mother,
mother.
He's too busy on being buff. That's his whole thing.
So he's not even buff anymore.
He got knocked the fuck out. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Poor guy.
Nah,
he's like, it. Fuck you, you ow.
Yeah, he's a fucking prick.
Well, he used to be cool when he was in buff. When he was in the Misfits.
I think it's everybody's fucking thing, though. Like, meet someone that you knew that was chubby, watch them get skinny, or like get buff, they're complete assholes now.
I'm gonna get buff.
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
I'm gonna come by. Hey, yo. How many fat percent you guys got on your bodies?
All of it?
I don't know.
Baby, I'm all fat.
mostly water weight.
It's mostly water weight. I'm not fat. It's just I drink a lot of water.
You piss it on your bucket.
My weight is mostly Coca-Cola weight, you know. Oscar's is hot fries. You lying fucking scumbag.
We need to make a shirt with like hot fries and him on it.
Because he's a fucking liar.
He's a scandal.
Yeah, people that blatantly fucking lie, like in front of you. You know what though? He's stupid for trying to deny it because you and me both saw him do it. Like I was literally right here when it happened.
He was like, remember? He was like, hard. And he had fucking fries under his seat. He's like, oh, that was Yoko because you know it bounced.
Fries on a fucking those chips are not basketballs. Okay, they're
Oscar. I mathematically. Did the
he's gonna come back with a fucking clipboard and just be like, see, this is where you're wrong.
No, I'm gonna pull out my clipboard, and this is why you're not a real coach, Oscar. You're a babysitter. Well, I think that's the end of the show because Max is just.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it my fault?
Max ruined all my fault. So, Max ruined the show, and remember, like is on Facebook. I think we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page. Leave some comments, leave some topics you guys want to hear next week. I don't be none of Max's friends because Max always bitches. None
yeah, fuck my friends. I don't have friends.
Fuck my friends too. They're haters. They
okay, so my friends, just write shit that you want on the wall.
Nick's friends, fuck you. And like me, please.
I think we might have an interview coming up, though, with a guy from a famous, well, not a famous band, but like a touring band.
What band?
One of my friends just got back. I won't say until I get an actual okay. He's been bitching at me on Tumblr to come over to Pizza Night and come eat. And he said that he might like hook us up with something. Like, well, people that he knows, he'll RSVP for shows, and I always feel like a dick doing that. Like, I don't like freebies. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd just rather be like, hey, dude, I paid for your fucking show. Like, whatever. I'm not down into the whole free shit. Fuck. That's for, like, really, like, dickhead fucking band or, like, asshole people.
Like the show I went to. Like, your show.
You know what I hate?
I don't want to pay for that.
You know what I hate about...
You had it free, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about
this. Oh, we did?
No, we didn't.
Ending note, we played with a bunch of bands. It sucked. We opened, and what was it? We came back and we had Ari's, and we came back and watched.
You ever get your shit stolen?
Yeah, I had a snare stolen, but I stole the motherfucker's bass.
I fucking hate people that do that.
Steal shit.
I played at the airliner a long time ago.
Ooh, fuck that place.
Yeah, I had like $100.50 mic.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
Ooh, that's even worse.
I know, it's a fucking small ass stage. But it was a cool show, but I got like my friend got his stick stolen, I got my mic stolen. It was a punk show, that's why.
Yeah, what do you expect? You probably played with the fucking what the fuck is it? Social something? Social.
I don't remember. I don't.
Nah.
We were like the least punk band. It was a punk show, and we were like, I don't know why they put us on that night.
Oh, fucking, we might like DA might be playing with Brave Coast.
It's a cool place to chill though, like, cause they're playing like felony fights on TV.
Yeah, and I had, like that weird place to hang out in the back. And I remember the last time I played a show there, I ended up playing punk covers for like an hour with a bunch of just random ass people.
Yeah.
But I remember like when I went out to the back, like the farthest table, there was just people doing lines out there, and I was just like, well, I don't know what the fuck this happens out here. Like, I just kind of, like, didn't know. I didn't know where to sit. And it was just weird because I was like, I can't be inside because it's too hot and the music sucks. And I don't want to be outside because all it is just a bunch of fucking weed, meth, and fucking people snorting coke off tables. Math. I was like.
Did you know that they did a little cameo of Breaking Bad's meth on The Walking Dead?
No, I don't even know. How
they do it? Remember in, I think, the first season of the first episodes when, what's his face? Daryl whoops out, like, a bag of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, blue meth in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then they also use the same car. You know, you see Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
You know the Walter, how he bought his kid that red, I forgot what kind of car it was.
It's a Dodge.
Yeah, they used that same Dodge when Glenn was driving it.
Oh, so it's all from the first season?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I do remember it then.
Yeah.
I thought it was from like the newer season.
No, it's from the first season. Season finale next week on Sunday. Yeah. I mean this week.
You're plugging it in?
AMC.
Are we getting paid?
Previously on AMC's The Walking Dead.
AMC's listening. We don't mind sponsorship.
Please. I want to hang
the show.
I mean, they have a show about arm wrestling. How can they not pick us up then? Did you see that?
No.
The show about arm wrestling? I didn't see it, but there's a bunch of commercials for arm wrestling.
I might have seen a commercial.
Have you seen those guys with those arm wrestlers? They have one fucking big ass hand.
Like the arm. Quagmire arm from fucking Family Guy, remember?
That, and remember Homer Simpson?
Which one?
He started working out one arm.
Which Homer? No, I meant which episode?
I forgot.
Well, he was like he walked into Moe's like a nerd and shit.
remember
hiding his arm?
No, remember? I think he wasn't allowed into Moe's bar. And then this guy comes in that looks just like Homer Simpson with glasses. He's like, I would like a beer. And I think they beat the shit out of him. And then the real Homer comes in.
This guy looks like me.
Yeah. That's just funny.
Yeah, that was probably like his clone, like his twin.
Doppelganger.
Oh, this year's the Simpsons and Family Guy episode, huh?
I think so, but and I don't.
I heard there was gonna be a Futurama and Simpsons episode too.
I guess it's the same guys that made Futurama.
Yeah, but I'd like to see that though. But it's gonna look weird, Futurama. I mean, the Simpsons and Family Guy.
Just the different art styles.
Yeah. Bart Simpson did a cameo in American Dad.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That ID one.
Didn't King of the Hill do a cameo on, American Dad 2?
I don't remember.
I remember Roger, popping out and, Hank Hill, freaking out.
Yeah.
I remember that, but...
I told you, you don't know who I am. But I know who you are. And that's tonight's episode. Goodbye.